natural way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show, and you, if you're holding, you're going to need to hold on just a little bit because we've got a guest to visit with for just a minute, but the number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by the probiotics products and a new product that we're going to be talking about quite a bit, and we'll just get into it with a new friend of mine, Dr. Ross Pelton. Ross, are you there?
I am, Howard. Nice to be with you and your listeners. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you back with me, and pretty excited about what we're going to get to talk about here. As you know pretty well, I've been on the campaign for a long time to try to get people to stop using toxic pesticides, and especially Roundup. And you've gotten pretty involved in not only warning people about it, but being involved in a very important solution or a help in that regard. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, Howard, we're launching a new strain of probiotics. It's very, very exciting. It's called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And the unique thing about this new strain of probiotics is it produces glutathione in humans. And as you and I know, glutathione is the master antioxidant and also the master detoxifier in humans. So the ability to produce glutathione at higher levels on a regular basis is a critical factor to improve people's health, especially in this day and age when the environment is more polluted than it's ever been before in recorded history.
Yeah, and unfortunately going the wrong direction for the masses. Well, it's pretty exciting. You know that I've been a fan of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for a long time. This is actually a technology that kind of goes another step in the direction of the detox issue. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are probably the finest probiotic in the world for intestinal health.
Right.
But this new probiotic goes way beyond what anybody ever thought about as a probiotic. We're calling this a multifunction biological probiotic because glutathione has such wide-ranging effects in the human biological system that this new probiotic does many, many things. And in addition to producing glutathione, it also produces manganese superoxide dismutase, which is another really critical antioxidant enzyme. And it upregulates a group of enzymes called peroxinases, which help detoxify organophosphates and other agricultural pesticides. So this is a real breakthrough in the concept of probiotics. And we're not even really marketing it as a probiotic because it's so important for many different biological functions and aspects of health beyond what people think about as a probiotic.
Well, the brand name is RegActive. Is that how you pronounce it?
RegActive, yes.
RegActive.
That's a brand name that comes out of Europe
where
these probiotic strains were first incorporated into several different products. And so we actually have three RegActive products that all have the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 as its foundation. We've got an immune vitality product, we've got a cardiovascular wellness product, and we've got a detox and liver health RegActive product. And each of these RegActive products have some supplemental nutrients that help the function, but the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is the foundation of all these RegActive products.
So any of the three that you use are going to help with this detox issue related to pesticides, and specifically Roundup, as we've been talking, the glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup.
Yeah, and I learned something new about Roundup here in the last couple of weeks from one of the world's leading researchers. She's telling me that when they put Roundup on the soil, Howard, it's killing all the bacteria in the soil, and it prevents the bacteria from doing nitrogen fixation and getting nitrogen into the plants. And that then allows the nitrogen to be converted into nitrous oxide and pushed into the atmosphere. And nitrous oxide is 25 times worse than carbon monoxide as a global warming gas. So now looking like Roundup and glycophosphate-containing pesticides might be one of the major contributors to global warming.
Well, it was the first thing that we got into was this destruction of the biology and the soil, and it's one of the first, it's one of the few things that has slowed down some of the farmers being so fired up about using the, you know, the genetically modified stuff and the Roundup, is that they saw that their production on the land was going down because of this destruction of the microbes in the soil. The residue in no-till farming wasn't breaking down. It was just laying there and oxidizing, and like you said, becoming part of the air pollution.
Yeah, we have created dysbiosis of the whole planet. You know, that we've killed off the, or in the process of killing off the good bacteria, not just in people, but in the whole planet. It's a really serious problem.
Well, I had no idea when I first started talking bad about Roundup doing destruction to the biology in the soil. At that point, I didn't put two and two together that it would also affect the living organisms in the gut of wildlife, livestock, pets, and people.
Yeah.
But that's really what's going on.
You're right. That's what's going on. And I've got charts that track the use of Roundup from 1990 to 2015, and it's a very steep vertical increase. It parallels the increase in things like autism and ADHD and diabetes. It looks like all the chronic degenerative diseases are increasing at about the same rate as the increase in the use of Roundup worldwide.
Well, this prediction that autism is going to be in one in two kids in the next few years, do you think that's hyperbole, or is that really what we're looking at?
Well, that's the way the escalation is going. It's really very scary. But also, things like Alzheimer's disease and ADHD, they're all just escalating at the same or close to the same rate. And there's a lot of ties back into this environmental pollution and pesticides and insecticides and herbicides. So it's a critical problem.
Well, the real serious gut diseases that unfortunately several of my friends have dealt with for years, like Crohn's and colitis and things like that, do you think there's a direct relationship there?
I absolutely do, and that's one of the reasons I'm so excited about our new RegActive probiotics with this glutathione-producing strain of bacteria, because with all these pesticides, you shut down your cytochrome P450 detoxification pathway, so people are going to be more and more toxic with trace exposures to these insecticides and herbicides. And so the glutathione-producing strain of probiotics is going to help people detoxify and help protect them against this environmental abomination.
Well, you know what I think one of the biggest problems is that Roundup, the glyphosate that's in the Roundup and the whole related, all the products that are related that contain glyphosate, they have been marketed, and Roundup is the top of the list, they have been marketed more brilliantly than anything I've ever seen in my life, because from day one they've been saying that Roundup, when it hits the ground, you know, disassembles and it isn't Roundup anymore and goes away out of the environment, which is the biggest lie in the world.
Yep. Well, I equate the marketing of Roundup with the marketing of antidepressant prescription drugs. They are the slickest form of marketing in the history of the world, and they harm hundreds of millions of people.
Well, you're a pharmacist, so you've been involved in this stuff for a long time. I guess you've seen a real increase in both directions, one from the disease standpoint and two from the standpoint of products like this coming out that can help.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a renegade pharmacist, and I'm trying to educate people about natural products and natural therapies, and now I'm deeply involved in this environmental problem with herbicides and pesticides and helping both educate the world about the problem and hopefully giving them some solutions that can help in the form of these probiotics that'll boost their glutathione production.
Well, Essential Formulas is the company that you and I both are associated with. It's the distributor and bringing these products to the market. What's the best way, easiest way for folks to get the RegActive products and get on board with this?
Well, they should be calling our Essential Formulas company in Dallas, Texas, and there's two different numbers. One is area code 972-255-3918, and then we've also got an 800 number. I can give that to everybody here. The 800 number is 800-430-6180.
6180. I'll give those out again. Ross Pelton, thank you very much for being with me, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, Howard. Nice to be with you. And
thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Howard Garrett, be right back.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now. and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And again, if you are saying, what was that product they were talking about? It's Reg Active. It's R-E-G. Apostrophe or hypha or mark, I don't know what the name of the mark is, but Active is A-C-T-I-V, R-E-G-A-C-I-T, Reg Active. And we're double checking the 800 number about where you can call, but the first thing you can do is go to the website essentialformulas.com to get more information. They're the people that handle the product and do the distribution here in the United States. Essentialformulas.com. And we'll double check that phone number. I hate giving out 800 numbers till because I've given out some interesting ones in the past because I'm so dyslexic about numbers. And I think I wrote it down wrong when we were chatting there. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Just real quick before we go to the phone lines, there's been some interest in Bradford pears, you know, from the last several years, and I've kind of bad-mouthed them that they shouldn't be planted and they're falling apart because of the branching structure being real upright and tight and having some disease issues, especially when they're planted too deeply in the soil, which is a common problem. But one of my friends from the past, Michael Zerbach, who is a landscape architect, calls himself Landscape Architect Emeritus, which I thought was a pretty cool term. I might start using it. I may steal that myself. Not really active in landscape architecture anymore, being the meaning. Came up with a comment about pears that was pretty good. He said that he's noticed that when people have cut the top back and done what we normally don't ever recommend for trees, in other words, pollarding them, cutting a lot of the weight off the top and the side growth and creating kind of an ornamental version of a pear tree. They stay together, and they bloom and last as an ornamental tree a lot longer. Well, the country club where I play has done that unintentionally because they're planted pears under high lines, and they've ended up having to cut them back. And the ones that are still alive that weren't planted too deeply in the soil and everything are now in that state, and they look pretty good, and they'll last for a lot longer. So if you've got some pears and you've had a limb or two already fall off, or if you know it's coming, which it is, if it hadn't happened yet, cutting them back pretty severely and having a quote-unquote pollarded, man-controlled tree may be the way to maintain Bradford pears. May work pretty well. Fire ants, by the way, we talked about them last week a little bit, popped up worse this year than I've seen in 30 years because of all the rain. The couple of spots that popped up on our properties are totally gone. The organic program pretty much eliminates them, but being proactive about it, putting out beneficial nematodes, which will help you with a lot of other pests, is a good thing to do. If you haven't in a while, put out dry molasses on the entire property. If you've never done it, it'll probably run all the fire ants off with one application. And then you can use diatomaceous earth. You can use corn products. You can use a lot of other specific things. If you have persistent mounds that just won't go away, use one of the spinosad products, and the spinosad products drenched into the problem areas will take care of any residuals. Fire ants are just not a big problem with the organic program. The guys that still recommend the toxic chemicals, one, they're toxic and bad to be around, foul up the soil big time, and by the way, they don't work. Nancy in Saxey next up. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I've got a question. I planted a blackberry plant.
Okay.
And it's my second time trying to do it. Last year, didn't have good drainage, planted it in a pot. This year, I've just planted it in the ground.
There you go.
And the leaves are turning brown on the edges, but I have a lot of new growth. I don't see bugs on it, but I'm kind of concerned on it because the one last year kind of did the same thing.
Old growth getting burned edges, new growth looks okay?
Correct.
Okay, you're probably fine. It likes being in the soil. It didn't like being in those pots. Fertilize fairly heavily with organic fertilizer. Drench some Garrett juice in the space and build up those roots. Blackberry is pretty tough, pretty easy to grow. And if you're seeing the new growth look good, I think you're in good shape. Now, you may not have really good production this year because mine, I have a ton of blackberries all over the place. I've just let them run wild almost. And they've got young fruit all over the plant already, you know, growing. So it may be next year when you have good production, but keep your fingers crossed. You may be okay this year.
Okay.
All right.
And then I have one more question.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to have to run. I'll come back and get with you on that one. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. It's 866-444-3478. Nancy had one more question, I believe, in Sachse, Texas. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Howard. Yes, I have a grapevine and had it for quite a few years now, but it's never produced. And the problem I have with it, it looks healthy, came out going gangbusters, but the leaves are all getting brown spots in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looked like we were getting like a cluster of grapes, and it looks like they're just shriveling up.
Do you first of all, do you know what variety it is?
No. I know it's a white grape, but
okay.
Other than that, mm-mm.
Champanelle is one to try if you want to try another one. It's real easy to grow. It sounds like you may have some issues with not enough sun, some kind of soil problem, something like that. Grapes are not as easy to grow as blackberries, but they're pretty easy to grow too if the soil is decent and they do need to have full sun.
Okay, they do have full sun because they get it in the morning and then they get it in the afternoon.
Okay.
Good, but it did that last year too on us.
Okay. Some of the professional growers have really good success with cover crops used at the base of the plants. Mulch works fine too, not having bare soil. Some of the commercial or a lot of the commercial people have bare soil, but for homeowners, having mulch on them,
okay,
soil not piled up on the stem, and make sure that the flare is exposed. A grapevine or any woody plant needs a flare, just like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can plant things like buckwheat. Buckwheat makes a good ground cover crop in the growing season. You can do clovers and vetches and mulches in the and other cool season things in the fall. But shredded tree trimmings mulch is the easiest thing to do, and it helps keep that moisture. You don't want to have grapes wet all the time, but they need to have, you know, decent moisture to produce and set those clusters, and for the clusters to stay there and stay healthy. Spray the foliage with a Garrett juice mixture. If you have diseases pop up, you can add things like cornmeal tea or Serenade, or any, which is a commercial product, or any of the organic disease controls. But if you do the basic soil improvement things and spraying the foliage with the Garrett juice mixture, you may not even have trouble with the fungus diseases.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Give it a shot.
I'll try it.
Talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
And Steve is next in Canton, Texas. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Thank you for taking my call.
There he is. You bet. Thanks for calling.
I have two questions, three questions. I've got a red oak that I planted about two winters ago, and it was about 3/4 of an inch or so in diameter, probably about 3 foot, 3.5 foot tall. And over the last two springs, this thing has just shot up. It's right at about 10 feet now, and it's probably an inch, inch and a quarter in diameter.
Good.
The first probably 5-6 feet, it's looking really good. And then at the top, when I look at it, I think, man, it seems to be outgrowing itself. It's a little thin, and it's kind of bending over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Is that natural?
How's the color of the foliage? Good?
It looks beautiful.
It's just a little whippy at the top.
It is, yes, sir.
What's your fertilizer program?
We do everything organic. It's we don't use any chemical.
Okay. It sounds like you don't have a problem. It's just kind of a natural situation. Sometimes the trees will have that real strong of leader at the top, and sometimes they tend to be more candelabra. To be honest with you, a lot of times when you have this strong pointed top, that's a sign, that's one of the indications that you may have a mixed breed tree and have some pin oak blood in it, and it end up turning yellow. So what you've got is probably no problem at all. The thing will fill out and straighten up. You don't need to worry about it a bit.
Okay. And I also wondered, too, I planted this thing at the base of an old silverleaf maple that had been there for years. It was dying back. We'd been cutting dead limbs off of it. But I purposely left it just because it did provide some shade. And it, you know, I mean, you know, it just was dying a little bit every year. But, you know, it was definitely on the downhill slide. We completely took that out this winter. And I wondered, you know, maybe with that tree being there, if the old tree, I wondered if the new might have, you know, tried to shoot up just to capture some, you know, grow towards the sunlight, I guess.
It will do that. It'll grow away from the tree, so that may be part of why it's bending, and that's even more indication that it'll straighten itself up and you don't have to worry at all.
Okay, well, good. Well, that puts my mind at ease on that. Like I said, it looks great. It just, like I said, that top 3 or 4 feet just kind of bending over, and it's real thin. Second question, I transplanted a couple of bur oaks out there to Canton. I'm curious to see how they'll do. I don't really see a lot of those around anywhere where I'm at.
Oh, they'll do great in your sandy soil. They'll love it.
Well, anyway, I got these from a friend of mine. Matter of fact, the same person that I got the red oak from, but they were in containers. He just picked them out of his flower beds, I think, over the years. And it looked like maybe they were a little deep in the soil in the containers, and both of them have down at the base, right at the base, there's a little spot where the bark, it's like a wound, you know, it's open. Mm-hmm. It's probably 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches long. It's open, you know, a half inch or so. And you can see that inner part of the tree, the bark's away. There were ants in the containers. I planted them, you know, and I followed your procedure as far as your diagram, you know, as far as the big hole and planted them up. You know, I got all that, you know, where it wasn't covered up in soil anymore. And I just wasn't sure if I needed to do anything more than that to protect that, you know, that open spot, or will it just
Well, the main thing you need to do is leave it open to the air, not cover it up. Some people recommend wrapping tree trunks, and which is the dumbest thing you can do. It creates an environment for insects and diseases. So that's the last thing you ever want to do is wrap any kind of gauze around it or burlap or anything, paper around a tree trunk, including red oaks. But the other thing you can do that's proactive, and I've done it on a big tooth maple. It's been kind of interesting to watch. It had a physical injury at the base, kind of like what you're talking about. And that could have been caused by rodents or physical injury when the planting was done or whatever. But if you'll mix up the tree trunk goop, which is compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth with water, and slather it on there, it will help the callusing and the closing of that wound. It actually feeds the plant through the trunk and just speeds up the process of healing. The tree trunk will encapsulate that wound. Wounds on woody plants don't heal like they do on if we cut our hand or something. The tree just encapsulates the damaged part, and it'll do it on their own. But the sick tree treatment, if you have a physical wound, will speed up the process.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
Yep, that's all you need to do.
Thank you, sir.
You're right on track. Thank you, Steve. Jerry and Singer is next up. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning. I've got to just put down some sod yesterday, some St. Augustine sod, dampen the existing dirt and stuff before we put it down. And now what would be our next step to get this established?
Keep it watered. The key on new sod is to kind of overwater in the beginning, really have it wet, and then start weaning it off of that water down to a regular program. You'll see the grass color stay green and even get better if you do that. If you put out an organic fertilizer on the top of it after it's planted, kind of at a half rate probably is the best thing to do first, 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That's ideal.
Okay.
And just the watering heavily, and then start backing it off to where you're watering as little as possible. In other words, watering deeply and skipping as many days as possible before you water again is the regime that you need to get to as soon as you can.
Okay. All right.
But that's it. You can spray it with Garrett juice and put out all the soil amendments that we talk about for bed preparation, cornmeal, dry molasses, green sand, lava sand, all those kind of things, light applications of those things on the surface too. That helps, but it's not absolutely essential. You do it as time allows and as your budget allows.
Okay. Well, we'll start that then. And we put it down a couple of years ago, and we had that bad winter, and I contributed to that, but maybe there's something I didn't do, and I thought, well, I'd hate to lose another complete yard of it.
Well, sometimes, plants just die, but probably it had to do with the winter, and maybe you let it get a little dry at first, or maybe you kept it too wet too long.
I think I kept it too wet too long.
Yeah, you can do that too. See,
I did that.
You got to have a balance. Go ahead and start mowing it as it starts to grow. Don't catch the clippings. Mulch them into the turf, and you're off and running.
Appreciate it, Mr. Garrett.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Clayton is with us from Farmersville. What's up, Clayton?
Hi, Howard. What do you do to a heavy clay blackland soil to get it acidified enough to grow blueberries in?
Lots of compost, lots of coconut fiber, probably 80 pounds at least per 1,000 square feet of
80 pounds of what?
Green sand.
Okay.
At least 80 pounds, maybe up to 100 pounds of green sand. It's loaded with available iron. I've heard a nasty rumor just recently that one of the sources of green sand is about to go away, and I hated to hear that, and we'll kind of keep you posted on that. But right now, the stuff in the stores, you know, it should be easily available. Vinegar is a big player when you're dealing with alkaline type soils and trying to do blueberries and get to that acid conditioning. You're going to have the vinegar in the Garrett juice mixture, but adding additional apple cider vinegar judiciously, you know, not overdoing it, and keeping that pH knocked down pretty low, testing your water, making sure your water pH is reasonably low. Those are all the secrets to growing blueberries.
Okay, so lots of compost, green sand, and vinegar, pretty much.
Yeah, kicking that pH down. It's one of the few times I talk about pH, but the blueberries really require the lower pH, and the vinegar is the tool, the best tool of all to use it. But Garrett juice and the Garrett juice plus and things like that really help you a lot. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run just a minute. We'll be back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking to Clayton, and he had one more thing in Farmersville. Clayton, you there?
Oh, do you just till the green sand and compost into the already existing black clay soil, or do you? Is that what you do, like the normal organic program? Or
well, the most productive blackberry beds that I've
blueberries,
have been where they've been raised a little bit, where you've tilled all that stuff together with the native soil, but it's real heavy in its percentage of compost and all the amendments. You follow me? I think we've got some photographs on the, in the library on dirtdoctor.com of some of the blueberry farms where we've done that kind of thing. But it's, which is always the case, mixing the amendments into the soil so it's kind of, you know, homogeneously mixed together rather than just putting layers on the top. Now, you can get away with that with landscaping and other things where there's existing plants and it's too late to do new beds. But if you're doing a new blueberry planting, I'd mix it into the soil, create raised beds, and then keep those beds mulched with the native shredded cedar or native shredded tree trimmings in general, and use the Garrett juice as a drench and a foliar on a very regular basis, you know, every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
My other question is, do you have a soil testing kit that you recommend?
Not really. I've never seen any of those that work very well. The best way to do is go to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh or, you know, one of the other good soil testing outfits. You want to test with blueberries. You want to test your soil. See, make sure you're keeping the pH down nice and low. But you also want to test your water, because if you get the beds really nicely prepared and the nutrients are available, which is the whole key. It's why you're doing all these things that we're doing. If you get the beds really perfectly balanced everything, and then you continue to put a water on the bed as your irrigation that's all whacked out as far as the chemical balance, you're defeating the purpose of, you know, where you're trying to go. So look at treating the water. You can probably treat the water with apple cider vinegar or with the Garrett juice. That's why using it on a real regular basis really helps you not only with the soil fertility and the plant's nutrient uptake, but also it helps to neutralize that water so it never becomes a problem.
Oh, yeah, because the water from, like, the state and the city water has some stuff that hurts blueberries in it, right?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. You'll have chlorine and fluoride and all kinds of things, and also pretty high salt levels in general in a lot of cases, plus probably a higher pH than would be helpful. So all those things we talked about will help neutralize it. The Garrett juice mixture being part of the spray and the drench, it does probably as much good as anything.
Okay, sounds
all right.
Good.
Thanks for calling, as usual.
Bye.
I'll see you. Daryl next up in Lancaster. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Fine. I haven't seen any sign of my water snakes this year at all. Young turtle and a turtle from last year are back, and the fish are all doing well. No snakes sighted yet.
So perhaps your fish are getting too big for your snakes.
Maybe so.
That's usually the turning point. I had a lady call me from New Orleans, all upset about, you know, having the fish eaten out of her water feature. And I'm like, you created an oasis for wildlife. You shouldn't be upset when it arrives.
You know, the little gambusia fish don't seem to be as plentiful as they were, which is good because they can actually add, I was talking to some pond people about it, the little bitty gambusia, if you have a jillion of them in a pond, they can create, you know, more manure and sediment and everything than the bigger fish in a lot of cases. So they may be eating some of them. They don't seem to be as plentiful as they were last year.
I would imagine that would affect your pond's pH, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a little magnolia tree that I fear I'm losing. I'm about to do the sick tree treatment to it, and so I kind of wanted a refresher on it. I've only got about half the tree showing evidence of buds this year. I weep for this poor little magnolia. It's definitely buried too deep. I haven't had the nerve to try to dig for the roots myself. I'm going to call Moore on Monday. Maybe one of their kids needs a snake party. But
did you plant this magnolia?
No, it was here when I got here, and it's been slowly getting sicker and sicker.
Well, why are you afraid of taking the soil off?
Well, the way you describe it, all of the roots beneath are you know, very fragile, and I don't know. I worry that if I start digging at it, I'm gonna hurt it more than I help it.
No, and one tree like that, I just do it myself. I, you know, more will certainly come and help you with it, but you can do it yourself. Start off with some hard tools and just be very careful removing the soil, and then get a big old brush like a horse brush. How about that race yesterday? That was a good one. And brush the soil away with this brush. And just do it a little bit at a time and keep going down. And you can do it without, you know, the air spade and all the heavy equipment. If it's just one small tree, that's what I'd recommend that you do.
So kind of like an archaeological dig.
Yeah, just be real careful with it, and you won't hurt anything at all. And the circling, girdling roots you run into, cut them away. You're not going to hurt the plant at all. And the plant's going to breathe a big sigh of relief and just do great. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.